This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The third quarter earnings season kicks off today with an ominous warning about global growth from the IMF. A weak consolation for Americans is that we are the only major economy where the IMF sees decent growth in the next year. Every Tuesday at this time, we get Julie Nieman on the horn. She's an analyst with Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. Hi, Julie.
Morning, Jeff.
So the buzz is that people are expecting some more disappointing earnings for quarter three here. What are the factors that are contributing to that?
Well, we had peak earnings, and we got there through historic gains in productivity. That's doing more, doing it better, and doing it for less. That's pretty much at an end now. Now we need to see top-line growth, actual sales growing. But real demand is still very, very sluggish, so it's going to be very hard to make those peak earnings again until we see a little more robust growth in the global economy, just not the U.S.
What good is it if, as the IMF says, we are the only ones growing? How vulnerable are we to what's happening in the rest of the world?
Well, the U.S. being a bright spot is a tad optimistic. A better descriptor is that we're all economic dogs in the Western world. The U.S. is just the best of show. So we're looking at good news here being housing, gradual climb due to pent-up demand. Sellers now have something they can hope they can get a reasonable price. We're even getting our finances back in line. Mortgage rates are low. Confidence, it's not wild optimism, but things aren't getting worse. And employment's slowly improving. That's not happening anywhere in the Eurozone. But big problem that the IMF is looking at, that everyone in Europe, the Eurozone, and the U.S., they're failing to really deal with fiscal problems. We're repeating the killer policy of the 1930s of raising taxes and spending cuts. And the U.S. and China business, that's slowing as well. The U.S. is selling more there, but their growth is slowing. So it's a combination of all this that has the IMF wringing their hands.
Julie Nieman, analyst with Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. Thanks.
You bet.